sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We shall be like him, for we shall see him. Yes, we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him. We shall be like him, for we shall see him as he.
With the dawning of hope in Jerusalem, folded the grave clothes, tomb filled with light, as the angels announce Christ is risen. See God's salvation plan, born in love, born in pain, paid in sacrifice. Fulfilled in Christ the man, for he lives, Christ is risen from the dead. Sorrow she turns from the empty tomb, hears a voice speaking, calling her name. It's the Master, the Lord, raised to life again. The voice that spans the years, speaking life, stirring hope, bringing peace to us, will sound till he appears, for he lives, Christ is risen from the dead. From the grave he rose, he rose, he rose. Up from the grave he rose, Christ arose, Jesus arose. One with the Father, Ancient of Days, through the Spirit who clothes faith with certainty. Honor and blessing, glory and praise to the King, crowned with power and authority. And we are raised with him, death is dead, love is won, Christ is conquered. And we shall reign with him, for he lives, Christ is risen from the dead. And we shall reign with him, for he lives, Christ is risen from the dead.
Has cast a shadow on her memory. And age has robbed her mind of dates and names. Seems the pieces of her past are lost forever. and the old home place just doesn't seem the same. Faded pictures taped into the family album. She tries in vain but can't seem to recall that the handsome man was once her loving husband, who went home to be with Jesus just last fall. But she still remembers Jesus and His amazing grace. He left a mark upon her heart that time cannot erase. She can tell you who He is and what He did and why He came. Yes, she still remembers Jesus' name. Still her children come most every day to see her. Behind their smiles they try to hide their pain, but at times it's hard to keep the tears from coming. When she asked her firstborn child, "Now what's your name?" Yet she knows every word to Rock of Ages cleft for me. You can feel His presence in the room when she quotes John 3:16. Though she was just a young girl when she first knelt down to pray, she remembers when she met Him like it was yesterday. Yes, she still remembers Jesus and His amazing grace. He left a mark upon her heart that time cannot erase. She can tell you who He is and what He did and why He came. Yes, she still remembers Jesus' a comfort to her family, and it helps to ease their pain that she still remembers Jesus' name. Jesus' name.
Have been forgiven.
give hand.
And it's all because my Jesus loves me, and he,
yes, he's so good to me. Oh, sweet Jesus, my Lord and Savior, he gives sight to eyes of blindness, cause me to see how I love him, I adore him. There's no other friend I found who gives grace where sin abounds, and I'm rejoicing he's so good to me.
To me,
oh sweet Jesus, my Lord and Savior, he gives sight to eyes of blindness, cause me to see how I love him, I adore him. There's no other friend I found who gives grace where sin abounds, and I'm rejoicing
and he's so good to me.
So good to me.
I'm rejoicing and he's so good to me.
So good to me.
So good to me.
So good to me. He's so good to me. Grace and mercy.
living and breathing, but really just existing. Then out of the blue I heard about a Savior who died to make me whole. I fell on my knees and gave Him my heart and soul. Now life is worth living and life is so exciting since Jesus came to live inside of me. This smile is unexplainable, simply uncontainable joy that's abundant and free, so free since Jesus came to live inside of me. Now it seems to me the sun shines much brighter, gets lighter. My worry and care, gloom and despair turned and walked away since a wonderful loving Savior came to stay. Now life is worth living and life is so exciting since Jesus came to live inside of me. This smile is unexplainable, simply uncontainable joy that's abundant and free, so free since Jesus came to live inside of me.
This smile is unexplainable,
simply uncontainable joy that's free, joy abundantly since Jesus came to live inside of me, of me, since Jesus came to live inside of me. Since Jesus came to live inside of me.
Of art had just begun. He started with an old dirty canvas. My sin left me tattered, bent and marred. Then this artist turned his light upon my sadness and began to wash away the blackest part. When all the stains were gone, he started painting with colors that I'd never seen before. Then with joy he was ready to display me, to show the world what the cross was for. A masterpiece of mercy, a miracle of grace. When the master sees one hurting wipes the pain away, the canvas of the artist becomes a holy place. For a masterpiece of mercy, a miracle of grace. Now I'm getting ready for heaven. Every day just makes me want to go. But the artist hasn't stopped, he's still painting. And when he's finished, he will take me home.
A masterpiece of mercy, a miracle of grace. When the master sees one hurting wipes the pain away, the canvas of the artist
Jesus of the Andes becomes a holy place for a masterpiece of mercy, a miracle.
Sounded all over this land, and all those who believe have been given a chance to bring light where there's darkness. We have been called to bring hope where there's need, defending the helpless, protecting the weak is God's plan. So we must let it be known who we are. Let it be said alone, and we will give our life to let it be known.
I know there are those who would silence the name we would share, yet we see a need for His truth everywhere.
So with courage we'll answer. Mercy and faith, proclaiming the good news of Jesus today. For that's what the world needs to hear. Again, we must let it be known who we are. Let it be said with all our hearts that we will live for Christ alone. And we will give our lives to let it be known. Us to do. Let it be known who we are. Let it be said with all our heart.
Let it be
known who we are. Let it be said with all our hearts that we will live for Christ alone, and we will give our lives to let it be known. Let it be
Scriptures, He always meets
meets me there.
And we fellowship together as our needy spirit guides, giving strength that will sustain me and a hope that will abide. I feast at the Master's table.
Thank you. date and tell of a place when you walked an aisle and you first prayed, and you'll quickly point to that moment in time if someone should ask what God's done in your life. I'm sure you'd agree, in life's where He lives, there will be proof if we're truly His. So please hear my heart and know I'm your friend, but please take this moment to look deep within. Are you loving God and hating your sin? Please don't depend on some year way back when.
What about now? What about now? Is there evidence seen by those you're around that He's your Savior and your Lord beyond any doubt?
Not just somewhere in your past somehow.
What about now?
Spirit stirred to hear and obey His holy word. I'm not here to judge or to cause any doubt, just want you to look at the faith you live out. It's not about a prayer you repeated one time, joining a church, or tears that you've cried.
What about now? What about now? Is there evidence seen by those you're around that He's your Savior and your Lord beyond any doubt?
Not just somewhere in your past somehow.
What about
love? Do you love God and others? Are you drawn to His word? Do you feel convicted of sin? Are you sharing the good news, forsaking what's wrong? Have you stood faithful and strong?
Just so-